Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
An ale for me and for my officers.
Welcome in to 10 Forward. I am Zach. I am the host of this wonderful, wonderful show about galaxy traveling. This week, what a week. What a week we have indeed. We are doing Code of Honor, episode 3 or 4, whatever. I'm just saying the episode title from here on out. We're doing Code of Honor from TNG. This episode has a lot of baggage, so I can't wait to kind of dive deep into that. Before we get started, gotta pour my athletic brewing, my Synthahol. I practiced all goddamn day for it, and I couldn't even get the dang line right. Whatever, Synthahol, we got it right here. So I ordered these exclusive to online packs, like from where I live. They only have hazy IPAs, IPAs, golden ales and such. So they actually make a stout. And let me tell you, this thing is yum yum. Come get you some. So cheers to you. Welcome to 10 Forward. If you want to become a Patreon on the Throw Me Podcast Network, make sure you follow us there. You got many of options to help support the show, from just free, just being like, yay, to $1 to $9. Everybody gets their own cool little benefit when you follow us on the Throw Me Podcast Network. But let's get in to tonight's episode. So I knew there was some baggage with the episode. I didn't recall what exactly it was until I started watching it. And I was like, oh, so that's what this episode's going to be about. So let me give you a quick synopsis of Code of Honor, and then we'll get into the episode. It says, when the leader of an alien culture takes a romantic interest in Lieutenant Yar, he claims her for his own to the dismay of his own wife, who in turn challenges Tasha in a fight to the death. Yes, so that's the basic plot of this. Now, last week, before our special episode, if you have not checked out that special episode, I'd say go see it. It has wonderful panels about Star Trek, TNG, and Picard, and William Shatner being William Shatner. So if you haven't checked that out, that's the episode before this one. But the last official episode we did, it was a horny episode. I was like, good God almighty. They came in swinging for episode 2. And I gotta say, they did it again, just not in a good as fashion. Because when this bad puppy starts, again, I knew there was a little something about this episode that's been yelled about online, and some would say kind of racist. And then I was looking deeper into it, and it was like, apparently the aliens on this planet were supposed to be lizard people. And I'm going to be quite honest, we did not have the budget for this. So it was a choice to go from lizard people to straight up, we're going to have like almost African-like planet. That's what the whole planet is. By the way, that's my biggest problem with like space things in general. Like the whole planet is whatever said culture. Like we deal with this planet the entire time. Like there's even a point where there's an attack on the planet almost. And I'm like, what about the other civilizations on this thing? Like, I know they're not the only ones, but hey, that's not why we're here. We're here just to discuss this episode in general. So when we start the episode, apparently there's this vaccine that can help this plague going around, and this planet, this culture has it. So they invite them to come up to this ship because they are not as tech savvy as the Federation. When you see here, when they're visiting the ship, like, this is what they're wearing. They don't have ships. They don't have anything like that. They're kind of like early based culture. So the fact that we're just bringing them on the starship is kind of wild in my eyes, especially when, I don't know. I just feel like, I guess they knew about space stuff, but they can't do it themselves. So they're on the ship. Lutan, their leader's up there. He's like, yeah, I'll give this vaccine to you as long as you respect me and all this stuff. And when they first come into contact with the Starship Enterprise, like, one of them's making a move, and Lieutenant Yar is the head of security. So they're like, you got lady? You got lady as head of security? I don't buy this one bit. And then she takes down one of them, like, the Arsenio Hall. And I know I'm saying this. Like, there's no fucking way I can get through this without, like, I immediately, and granted, this came out first, so I guess maybe Coming to America bit off these two, but all I can think of is, like, Eddie Murphy in that movie and Arsenio Hall. That's all I can think of the whole time, like, fucking Arsenio Hall being like, you fucking swine, you piece of shit, I'm gonna beat you up, when he was fighting Eddie Murphy. I love that scene. Anyways, yeah, so gets beat up by Yar, and Lutan, he's getting a little chubby for it, because that's how we get into the show. He's like, I can't believe this lady is the head of security. And Lutan's like, oh, me neither. She's doing it for me, and I need to make her my number one. So we continue on. We're giving them gifts. We're showering them with gifts because we have to respect their culture and respect what they do. And he's like, yeah. Lutan's like, I'm gonna give you your vaccinations and such, so you could go cure the COVID and whatever planet over there. But gotcha, and steals Tasha Yar. Like, they go back to the planet, and this is where it goes wild for me, because then, like, Captain Picard goes on the ship, and he's like, or in the bridge, and he's just like, nah, you ain't going to do that. Y'all need to answer our calls, because they keep trying to call, and they're like shooting photon torpedoes at the planet. And I can only imagine, like, someone who has nothing to do with this being like, why is this alien trying to blow us up? Like, it's Independence Day from the other perspective. Like, we're the aliens. Federation are the aliens trying to destroy this planet. It's crazy. But they were shooting across the nose, not up it, if you know what I'm saying. And then finally, Lutan gets, he calls back Picard, and he's like, all right, check it out. You can come down here. You can get your vax. You got to respect us. That's what you got to do. You got to respect us. So he goes down there with Counselor Troi, and, like, again, Tasha Yar is just straight up horny. I feel like she is just into fucking, because she's talking to Counselor, and Counselor tricks her, being like, oh, you like it that Lutan wants you? And she's like, I mean, it's nice to be wanted. Hey, you tricked me. You tricked me. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know this guy for like 5 minutes, and you're talking about how you, like, you get a lady boner because this guy's like, oh, I'm gonna make you mine. Like, I kidnapped you. I took you from your state of being, and you kind of like it. I don't dig on this. And then during the entire presentation, they're still, like, they're abiding by their, like, rules of respect and such like that. And it kind of threw me for a loop. So eventually, when he's trying to get Tasha back, Lutan's like, oh, nah, I'm going to make her my number one. Like, she's like, I'm going to make Tasha Yar now my number one. This man has a wife. She gets pissed off. She stands up and challenges Tasha Yar to fight to the death. And it's like, wait a second. She doesn't even want to be here, because she is realizing, she's like, well, maybe I don't want to be here. I mean, he's good looking. I mean, look at him. He's probably strapping. But, like, I can't be here. And so now they're prepping for the fight. And Tasha Yar, as you can see here, because she showed this demonstration on the holodeck. I love it when we get holodeck stuff, by the way. But even though this is the most generic one, they were like, we can't even pay for a karate studio background. We're just going to give you a mat and put Tasha Yar in like a white belt gi, karate gi, like top half only, and fight this guy because we can't afford to take them to Cobra Kai because that's too much of the budget. Didn't you hear about the lizard people? So Tasha Yar's training. She's like, I'm going to take it down. I ain't going to try to kill her. And during this, there's a plan on the ship. Like, what are we going to do to get Tasha out of this while also getting the vaccination like we need? Also, we're continuing the Wesley Crusher bit where, like, he's staying on the turbo lift. Like, Picard don't want him to come on the bridge, so he has to stay on the turbo lift. And Beverly Crusher's like, we almost made out once, Picard. Why can't you just let this boy come on this bridge? If you want to play some tonsil hawk, if you want to go cruising for some Crusher, you're going to have to let this kid on the bridge. So Picard finally is like, fine, get on the bridge. You can come on in. You can mess with the tactical whatever position over there. So he's on the cons and stuff like that. So during all this, he's back and forth on the planet here, and they're talking, and they're watching Lutan's wife train, and, like, the fighting arena is kind of cool. Like, there's green lasers going up and down. There's these poles that'll fry your fucking face off if you get hit with it, and they also have this glove. This glove's got, like, a blade and spikes, and apparently the spikes have poison that's just going to mess you up, and that'll come in later. So now we're preparing for the death fight. We're preparing for the final battle. And they're going at it. Tasha Yar and the wife are just going at it, you know, moving within the lasers, hitting each other and stuff, hitting with the blade. And by the way, the stunt double camera work where, like, you can tell it's not Tasha Yar is kind of obscene. I don't love it. You can clearly tell, like, there's a dead-on shot of, like, her face. And I'm like, that's bad. You guys should have done that. So during the fight, and it was very Spaceballsy, I forget which one it was, but their glove comes flying off their hand, goes into the audience where everybody's clapping, having a good time, having a good time, enjoying fight night, UFC style. And the glove hits a guy. And at first I was like, oh, it mustn't be that bad. Or, like, is that bad editing? Did they forget what was happening? And he takes off the glove, like, ever so gently, like nothing happened. But then there's a puncture, and then he dies. That's it. He's gone. So these things, this is how real this glove is. We had to put stakes on this glove that can kill. So they resume fight. Glove goes back to one of them, and they're fighting, and then Tasha, wham, lands that knockout blow that's going to kill her. She falls to the ground. Tasha falls on top of her, and then they beam off into the Enterprise, and Lutan's like, what the shit is going on? And Picard's like, hey, they fought to death. That's what you wanted. Hey, do I get that vaccine now? Come on, bro. You told me fight to death. There's vaccine happening. He's like, yeah. You good. You can get the vaccine. And he's like, all right, five to beam up. And Lutan and his boy is like, what? Why are we beaming up? They go up and then they go into the waiting room, the meeting room, if you will. And in there is Lutan's original number one. And he's like, ha! How is she alive? There's no way she should be alive. You tricked me. You duped me. Give me back my vaccination, you motherfucker. And Picard's like, nah, she died. It's in the records. It shows it. And he's like, how is it? This is witchcraft. And Dr. Crusher's like, I'm a doctor. I'm such a good doctor. I achieve bringing people back from the dead. And then the wife goes, you have betrayed me. And now I want a new number one. So I want my number one. And it's going to be Arsenio Hall. That's my new number one. And he's like, because she heard him yell out for her during the fight. And during the fight as well, you see Lutan's like, I don't like that you're talking about my lady this way. But also, I want that young Yar in me. So I'm going to forgive it. But now, boom, boom, it's switched on you. Now the wife is going to be with Arsenio Hall. And then she's even like, if you want my sloppies, you can have them, y'all. And she's like, nah, it's going to be complicated. Yar, why are you still trying to bang this man? Why are you still having complications? Like, in this episode, I am fully aware that Tasha Yar is just in Starfleet to bang aliens and not give a F about anything else. Because she was about, I bet you they bang. I bet you there's some kind of script out there where they went to town and she took him to town. But she said, nah, I don't want that. So then she, the wife is like, all right, well now sloppy from one, you're number two, get behind. And even at the end, like the number one, like starts feeling his, her hair and stuff. And you can tell Lutan, he's pissed. He doesn't like it. So that's the end of that. Then the very end of the episode, we get, Picard on the bridge. He notices Wesley on the comms and Riker forgot. He was like, oh, I forgot. And he was like, eh, it's all good, kid. You're good. Are we getting out of here, number one? Warp speed this. And I caught something. And I don't know if it was said in the earlier episodes. I'll have to go look. I don't know necessarily. But in this entire episode, it's all about like, oh, she's my number one. He my number one. And then Picard calls Riker my number one. Now, is this sort of dominance that Picard is bringing on? Because even earlier in the episode, when Picard's like, oh, I'm going to this planet, Riker's like, psh, I'll let you. But, and you saw these in the original episodes, he was like, I'll let you, but I swear to God, if you make me come down there to get you, I'm going to be pissed. So I wonder if this is Picard's way of being like, all right, I got you. Remember who's who's. You're my number one. You're commander, okay? I'm the captain. I'm the captain of this ship. You're the commander, and you're the commander of watching my book. Anyways, the episode as a whole, I don't feel it's terribly. Like, if they originally were like, oh, we wanted lizard people, it didn't work out, so we're trying to make a culture, I kind of get it. I think we're a little too on the nose, TNG, especially episode 3. So hopefully this is the lowest part of the bar, because I didn't love the episode. I didn't like the episode. I watched it. Like, I'll never go back to it. I'm very interested if we're just going to continue on this beat that TNG season 1 is just horny. Like, why wasn't the show just called Star Trek The Horny Next Generation? Because that's all I'm gathering out of this. We do get some good beats with Data trying to learn comedy. There's stuff like that. Like I said about Brent Spiner in the previous episode, seeing his panel, like, he's a funny dude, and it really does take like that kind of personality to be able to play this android, and I find that fascinating. I do like the fact that he has so much character, so much charisma, but has to hold back playing this. And there's a little Geordi stuff. No Worf. We didn't get any Worf on this episode, which I kind of find peculiar. I wonder why. I really wonder why. I don't like this. Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't have made this episode. Maybe this one could have been on the back burner. this one should have never been filmed. Jesus. Yeah, there's just too many like kind of red flags for this style. So hopefully leaving forward, it's not like this. If you plan on watching it, good luck. Let me know how you feel about it, because I'm very interested in thoughts. I'm interested to see how everybody else likes Code of Honor from Star Trek The Next Generation. This is Tim Ford. I am Zach. I didn't even go ham on this. Non-alcoholic beer. Looking forward to next week. My goal is to do two of these. As you can see, like, this episode is going to be 20 minutes. 20, 25 minutes to 20, 30 minutes is my goal for an episode. So I feel like I can crank out two of these a week, because 7 seasons of Star Trek, The Next Generation, 4 movies, 3 seasons of Picard, and God knows by the time I get to all of that, what Picard sequel thing we get then. So that's the episode. Let's crank all these out. Tasha Yar likes to bang. That's the point of these episodes. Have a good one. Cheers.